With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The election is over, and there are some changes in Washington, D.C. that could well affect those in agriculture. This comes as the country is more deeply divided than ever along partisan lines, and it's likely that gridlock rather than cooperation will be the dominant theme in the next 2 years, with Democrats newly in control of the House pitted against the Republican-held Senate. The NCBA's Colin Woodall says ag issues will be dealt with.
We were prepared for this. We anticipated this being one of the potential outcomes, and it's something that we're going to have to figure out how we retool in a couple of ways to operate in a split Congress with a Republican Senate and a Democratic House. The thing that everybody needs to understand, though, is that just because there's a change does not mean that we are dead in the water when it comes to cattlemen's policy priorities. We're going to still have an opportunity to work with our friends in the Democratic side of the House, and we have quite a few of those, and they're going to be willing to step up and help us.
And he has a prediction moving forward.
Well, if history is any indicator, it will be a race to the finish line by the Republicans to get as much done as possible before they are returned to the minority. For us in particular, that focuses on the Farm Bill.
And he says after the Farm Bill, replacing NAFTA will be the next big ticket item. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.